the mystery caller's normal voice through the telos.
All right, well, then
you want to just take a random call, though, see if it's working on random callers?
All right, let's see.
Hello. That's a dial tone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Anne Marie.
Sexy Anne Marie. Hey, Rob.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Rob, what about if we took the calls from New York?
They wouldn't hear it then.
But we could relay the question, though.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
You know what, Johnny, punch up a... Someone call 877-692-1027. Right now, because I think with the harmonizer, so, oh, and you know what, the mystery guest just hung up. Oh, he hung up. No. Get him back on the phone. If Johnny, pop up the first line there on the NEW lines, and we'll get that person to play the game with us. I broke it out. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Good morning. You're gonna play the mystery guest game.
Okay.
Now here's the deal. The mystery guest is on the phone. I don't think you're going to be able to hear the mystery guest. But for everyone else listening, the mystery guest's voice will be disguised. Hello, mystery guest. Mystery guest, are you there?
Why am I hearing someone talking in the background?
Hello, mystery guest.
No, this needs to stay selected.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, okay, but that shouldn't... Hello, mystery guest.
It will.
Okay, really? Hello, mystery guest.
Perfect.
Mystery guest?
Perfect.
Oh, and this also has to be selected.
There he is. All right. Hello, welcome to the show, mystery guest.
I'm happy to be here.
Great. Now, your voice is disguised, and we have a caller on the phone. Now, you're not going to be able to hear him because we are disguising your voice. Sir, on the phone, what is your name?
Adam.
Adam, where are you from?
Long Island.
Adam, I will give you 10 questions to see if you can decipher the identity of the mystery guest. If you do, you will win the $250 that we were just going to give away in the envelope game.
Select your questions carefully, Adam. You have 10 questions to ask our mystery guest.
Go ahead.
Do you play a sport?
Do you play a sport?
No.
The answer from the mystery guest is no.
Are you on TV?
Are you on TV?
Yes.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Okay, are you on NBC?
Are you on NBC?
No.
The answer from the mystery guest is no.
Are you on daytime?
Are you, what was the question there?
Are you on daytime?
Are you on daytime?
Sometimes.
How many is that, Mike?
That's four.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you on the news?
Are you
do news?
Are you on the news? Do you do news?
Sometimes.
Well, now, you know, let me just say, he's on the news sometimes.
Right.
He does not do the news.
Yeah.
That would
okay.
be...
Okay.
Mike, how many is that?
That's five.
You got five more to go.
Wow, five more. Are you on CBS?
Man. Are you on CBS?
No. That's your six. You have four more.
Are you on cable or public? Can I do that?
Are you on cable?
Yes.
All the time. Three more to go.
Are you on, like, MSNBC or those kind of news stations?
All right. Are you on MSNBC or any kind of news station? What, are you nuts? No, the answer is no. You have two more questions.
All right, I'm losing this one.
You know what? Just a little advice here?
Yep.
Might not want to ask him what he's on again.
All right.
What are you on?
Are you on
Channel
4?
Are you middle-aged?
All right, that now there's a, the first question maybe makes sense. Are you middle-aged?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Are you middle-aged?
I'm 43. You make up that decision.
44.
He's 43.
Okay, so he's over the hill.
Is it 44 or 43?
43.
43. Okay, final question.
Keep everything
complete. In other words, I'm losing it.
I know you're losing it, but you got one more question.
I don't know.
Our mystery guest has come face to face with a DA. an SDA,
a real
a
SDA.
Super DA. Let me just say, mystery to you, the caller. You could ask questions such as, "Are you a celebrity? Have you been in movies? Have you been on television? Have you been on the show before? Are you a male? Are you a female?" Well, no, don't. I'm just
giving
him. Count
as a question.
You know, helping you out, Mystery
Team. You know, I will tell. You know, we have had such success with this first caller. We could get another caller. Give that caller 10 questions. It would still be fair.
You think so? Yeah. All right. Hang up on this guy and let's Johnny take another one. All right, we'll do one more mystery game.
Because I don't think that anything was really lost in that first round.
All right, hello there, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Oh,
Johnny, pick it up. Who's this?
Female.
Hello, who's this? Let's go to another one. That was a bad sell. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
I'm calling from New Canaan, Connecticut.
All right, Joe from New Canaan, Connecticut. Now, Joe, you're not going to be able to hear the mystery guest.
Okay.
His voice is disguised. You have 10 questions. If you get the identity, you win the $250. What's the first question?
First question, do you wash your feet?
Do you wash your feet?
Every day.
Okay.
Second question.
Do you live on the East Coast?
Do you live on the East Coast?
No.
These are better questions.
Do you live on the West Coast?
Do you live on the West Coast?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out, do you wash your feet? What the hell is that?
Hey, it helps me.
Okay, all right.
When was the last time that you were on the television?
When was the last time you were on the television?
This morning.
This morning.
That's four.
Okay. All right, six more to go.
Six more. Do you have a co-host, or are you on a talk show?
Those are two questions.
Okay.
Pick one.
Okay. Do you have a co-host?
Do you have a co-host?
No.
Okay. Five. You got five more.
Do you sleep with sheep?
Do you sleep with sheep?
Sheets.
No, sheep.
Oh, sheets. I'm sorry.
Not
sheep.
Linen.
Do you sleep with sheets?
Sheets.
No, sheets like linen.
Absolutely.
The answer to sheep is no, but yes, he does. He or she does sleep with sheets.
You have four questions left, caller.
Four questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you sleep with sheets?
Did you bet on the New England Patriots?
Did you bet on the New England Patriots?
Yes, and won.
Whoa!
Yes, all right. And the guest won.
Wow!
Fantastic.
Three more.
Okay.
Three more, dumbass.
Have you done any shows on Broadway?
Have you done any shows on Broadway?
No.
But I'll
focus, you idiot.
Focus, you idiot. I'd like to tell the mystery guest I'd certainly like to see this mystery guest on Broadway.
That'd be great. As would I.
So now we know it's not John Riggins.
All right, we have... How many more questions, Mike?
Two more.
Okay.
Don't repeat that, sir.
I will not.
Okay, go ahead. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
How many digits do you have on your left hand?
How many digits do you have on your left hand?
How many digits do I have on my left hand? Five.
All right, your final question.
Okay. Do you like young boys?
Oh, do you like young boys?
You're nuts. Okay, that's it, caller.
Do you have a guess?
I do.
Okay.
Would it be David Spade?
David Spade.
Are you David Spade?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, the mystery guest on the Don and Mike show is someone... We've had on many times. Don't turn the machine off yet, Rob. Let's say hello to Jake Steinfeld.
Body by Jake.
Hey.
Body by Jake.
Hey. Hi, buddy. Hey. You know, we still have you on through the harmonizer, so your voice sounds like that witness protection thing.
How are you?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show.
I love the way this sounds.
Body by...
It's very exciting to be back here, fellas.
Would you...
I've been hiding.
Yeah, change his voice, Rob. Yeah. Let's change it.
Talk to him normally now.
Hold on. No, not normally yet. Okay. The book is called Get Strong, the new book by Body by Jake. Jake, what can you tell us about the book?
Well, you know, guys, it's a book that I wrote. Am I still on this? I am.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know what? Let's talk about something else.
All right, hold on. Let's take him off to let him plug his book. Then we'll put him back on it, okay?
He knows how to plug. That's why he wants to go off the harmonizer.
Okay. There you go.
All right, hold on. There and now... Here he is, the real Body by Jake.
Yeah. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. We're doing fantastic.
There you go. Thank you for letting us put your voice through that machine.
Are you kidding me? It's great being back on the show.
You're being a good sport, and I trust everything is going well with the book and everything else.
Well, thank goodness. Everything is really going great. It's a book that I wrote. You know, it's called Body by Jake's Guide to Building Hashing Confidence, Muscles, and a Great Future for Teenage Guys. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I was a fat kid with a bad stutter growing up. And... my dad bought me a set of weights when I was 14, and it changed my life. And basically, you want to turn it around, and there's a lot of challenges out there with teenage guys today, and I'm sure you guys know. And through exercise, I think you can build confidence as well as building your body. And there's a great four-week program in the book and a lot of motivational tips and inspirational information to really help these teenage guys better themselves.
Well, you know, I have a 16-year-old son myself. Mikey saw him last night.
I saw him last night. He's a big kid. He's a strong kid. I wanted to point out he has a friend who I've met a couple of times. I think it's Jared, is this now?
Jared came over,
and Jared has obviously done some weightlifting, and I was struck, really. It's interesting that we've got Jake Steinfeld on the show today, because I was struck by how confident that kid Jared was, and I commented, I said, man, you look like you've been lifting weights, and
saying my kid's not confident?
Your kid's very... I didn't say anything about your kid.
I'm kidding.
He's talking about your kid's...
No, but you know what, though, guys? I'm telling you. You know, what's terrific about the book Get Strong is that, you know, A, I don't write this book, as I said to our friends while I was on the Mystery Voice Land. I am 43. I don't write the book as a 16-year-old. I'm not using words like Jiggity and Pete Diddy and that kind of stuff. The book is written in a real fun, upbeat way. There's a four-week program in there. We start out with something called an MQ test, which is called a muscle quotient test. So the teenage guy, no matter what fitness level he's at, this sort of gets a good baseline. And you do the workout right in your basement or your bedroom with a bench and two dumbbells and a pull-up bar that you put right in your door jam. And it's not just about counting the reps, but as you said about this guy who was working out, he has confidence. And that's what we're trying to do here with Get Strong for Teenage Guys, is not just build this guy's body, but build his confidence and self-esteem so he feels good about himself.
All right, the book is called Get Strong, Jake Steinfeld, Body by Jake. You can get it at stores everywhere, and you can get it on Amazon.com.
Absolutely.
It is, it's one of these deals, it's not a
soft cover.
Hardback, but it's a soft cover.
Yeah, it's kind of one of your instructional books. It looks always, like kind of a textbook.
Always great having Jake on. Let's put him back on the machine, because I want to ask you about something else, Jake, and I know that you won't mind answering about, you got him on there, Rob?
Yeah.
Am I back on the machine?
Yeah.
Yep.
How's your lacrosse league going?
Lacrosse league is going beautifully. We actually have a big announcement that we're going to make next week.
Make his voice deeper.
Okay.
We're going to make an announcement
week. You want to make an announcement?
We're going to make an announcement next week.
Next week.
Oh, next week.
And regarding Baltimore, they
are... with where we're going to be playing and who we're partnering up with.
Okay. Rob, turn it off now.
Do you know, Jake, we got to give you props for putting up with really two grown men who are still in middle school.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
You guys are the greatest. All I can tell you is the one show that I did with you guys in studio, You guys remember that day, right?
Hell yeah.
Quiz.
The sex quiz.
That's right.
We did some quiz, and I get stopped in airports around the country, you animals.
You
two are animals.
Right.
And I guess you played it who knows how many times over again.
Yeah, it's been on our best of, I know that.
Mm-hmm. People stop me, and I'm at, hey, Jake. So it's unbelievable. You guys are great.
Jake, you're a good friend of the show. Good luck with your lacrosse league. And the new book is called Get Strong.
That's cool. I think that's good. Anything you can do to help kids out, I think that's fantastic.
I really appreciate it, boys. Keep up the good work, and I hope to see you this summer.
All right. Talk to you soon, Jake.
All right, fellas.
Bye-bye.
See you.
There he is, mystery guest, Body by Jake. Don't quiz.
Don't quiz. And I had no idea we have a brand new toy in the studio.
How
exciting.
Yeah, well, in your pants.
I have no control over it.
Even in your pants.
You are the one who will make the decisions when to use it.
We will, in fact, be able to bring back peat moss and less humid.
I can't begin to tell you how thrilled I am at that. That's from the morning show days.
We finally have echo, real echo.
Oh, wow.
When we need it.
That's fantastic.
We have the devil voice.
Yeah.
We have everything that we need whenever we want it.
Beautiful.
We now got it. Okay? What are you doing?
Rob's doing something.
I wanted to try one more. I wanted to see if you want.
Rob is doing something.
Okay.
Well, we got a break.
We haven't had a chance to play with it yet.
What is that? The echo?
I like it. I hate that.
I like our fake echo better.
I like the lower voice better.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hello, baby.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Not as good as WKY. I'm never going to give you up. I'm never going to stop.
Ha, man, look at my ball. This is very wide. Oh, yeah. Join me for lovely, lovely. God damn it, Tony, I'm trying to cut the tape. Paul Quinn College. Join me for lovely, lovely evening. This is very wide. I hate the echo, Rob. I like the low voice. I hate the echo. Turn it off, Rob.
The goddamn thing. There you go.
All right.
Wow. Well, we got to figure out how to work the toy.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Listen, thanks to Body by Jake, his new book, Get Strong. You heard it. Oh, the underpants guy.
Yeah, you got to pay that bet off.
Yep. We'll get him in here and we'll boil his underpants right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. A wop, bop-a-loop-a, a wop, bam, boom. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFN, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Well, a day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
I like to think that we're not like other radio shows that we're not going to devote all the time to. What was the most popular commercial during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, especially since the consensus at your party yesterday was that, by and large, the commercial situation sucked.
I will just tell you that I love the Britney commercial.
Yeah, I did not.
The
Pepsi.
And I don't care about the fact it was started in black and white, right, and went for the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, 80s.
I love to look at her. I love to watch her.
I'm telling you, she's a POA.
She is.
When we start rating women again, she might be my number one POA.
Wow. But the thing is, here's the deal. I loved looking at her, and I mean, I thought her boobs looked better than I've ever seen them before.
This little girl had knocker.
But I'm just, the creativity angle, it's like, whatever.
There were really no great commercials. I mean, I
like the monkey going, the monkey on Broadway or whatever it was. You know, the monkey in the green suit. But even that wasn't that, Cedric was pretty funny.
And I had, some of the people were saying, hey, the Blockbuster commercial's funny,
One was that? Which one?
It was the one with, the pet store where they were watching the people check out videos across the street.
That sucks.
Not funny.
No. There was not a home run.
There was a lot of those serious ones, And listen, I know that America's going through a lot, but I don't need Howie Long and Terry Hatcher to tell me about it. The Radio Shack commercial.
Backlash, I should say, with some of these sponsors. really using, you know, being accused kind of using this tragedy to promote their events. And I think it's a valid criticism. I really do.
The funniest moment, though, of the entire game was at halftime when you have the four mooks that we love from Fox NFL Sunday
right.
sitting there with Paul McCartney.
Fantastic.
And Terry Bradshaw and James Brown, Howie Long, and Turkey Neck, they are trying to ask him, who do you think is going to win the game? You know, and he says, well, you know, I kind of like the Patriots.
How about the Patriots, boys? Yes, sir.
But the Rams are a good team, too. And then for some reason, Terry Bradshaw starts trying to sing. And the song that they were trying to sing was, I saw her standing there.
Well, I saw her standing there.
And right there, I don't know who I was sitting with in my house, I said, this is like worlds colliding. This is
I know.
This is bad that Terry Bradshaw is singing with Paul McCartney.
Very bad.
And furthermore, Terry Bradshaw is effing up the lyrics. What was the song, Rob?
I think it was A Hard Day's Night.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it was because Terry Bradshaw sings, it's been a hard day's night. And
driving my business like a dog.
I've been working like a dog.
It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log.
Like a log.
But when I get home to you, do-do-do-do-do-do.
You know, somewhere along the line, and you know that 5 years ago, I was not in the Terry Bradshaw camp. I did not like anything about Terry Bradshaw. I have come so full circle on Terry Bradshaw. Maybe it's because he has been on this show and made me laugh. Maybe it's because he has just gotten to be a caricature of himself. He's just who he is. I really believe he's sincere, and he's hysterical. He makes me laugh out loud, and that segment...
was ridiculous.
When he was doing that with Paul McCartney, I just loved it because it was so completely absurd.
It was ridiculous.
Terry Bradshaw now in his commercials. I like him, you know, in the guest spot on Malcolm in the Middle last night. He makes me laugh. I don't know why, but he does now, and believe me, nobody hated Terry Bradshaw more than I did.
He turned me some. What about the last time we had him on the show?
That's it. That's when I cracked
your ass up.
He was hysterically funny. And you know, Chris Collinsworth told us that he's what you get is what you see is what you get.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Underpants?
Hey.
I'm just talking about what you're talking about. I thought a good moment would have been when Paul McCartney ragged on Bradshaw about not having any hair. It would have been great if Bradshaw said, well, yeah, at least my girlfriend has both her legs.
Oh yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been something to see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Actually, Terry Bradshaw, I thought he said working like a log and sleeping like a dog.
That could have been.
Whatever. He effed it up. He effed up
Should
the lyrics.
Should be sleeping like a dog.
You know, the whole thing with those guys is, those four guys, and you know, we're fond of all of them. Doug.
Yeah, like
JB especially. But they are sitting there with Paul McCartney, and they are treating him like the wacky mop top from 1963.
They are indeed.
You know, and I mean, he's an icon, and
he is.
It's a great thrill to have him there.
Sure.
But they're treating him like he just got off that Pan Am flight. You know, and he's getting ready to play Shea Stadium. Like,
so am I hearing something I don't hear very often on this show? Am I hearing that you don't believe that Mr. McCartney was treated with enough reverence for his status as a musical legend?
I think that they were looking at him like,
you're right.
He's that crazy kid with the long hair that all the youngsters are excited about.
So, did you get mobbed at the airport today?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy? I just wanted to know if Swami's dropped you by some crackers by the studio to go with your oyster stew you're going to have.
You know, it seems to me that there is a core group of listeners that can't get one particular thing out of their mind ready.
I'm getting to it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're also getting kind of that mode you were in at halftime.
Hello, no, I'm not. I'm fine.
A little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to call and let you know I'm a friend of Travis's, and he does not have any diseases.
Oh, is that the guy whose underpants are going to be drinking the tea?
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, do you remember Dennis Murphy's Donna?
Donna.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Hey.
Congratulations, ma'am.
Sorry about that. Hello, Peter. Don and Mike Show. Peter, hello.
Hello.
Peter.
Peter.
Hey, Peter, you there?
Peter.
All right, no,
Peter Eilenberg.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got to disagree with you what the funniest moment was at the Super Bowl.
What?
Pat Summerall
commentating on Paul Tagliabue drinking a fine American soda. Did you happen to see that?
No, I didn't hear that part.
Oh, my God. Petrimal made that whole game.
I had a question about, and we wish Pat well.
Yeah.
Mr. Kraft, when he was accepting the trophy, do you think he'd had a few non-Kraft products at the game? Mm-hmm. He was very enthusiastic.
This means a lot to the people of New England.
The way Mr. Cook used to get. Very enthusiastic towards the end of a game.
How do you feel?
Kraft. How do you feel?
Wonderful.
Tony, Donna Mike Show. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Don, how'd you get Paul McCartney to sing the Frida song before the game?
Frida song.
Oh, the Frida song. No, the song is called Freedom.
Talking about Frida.
Talking about Frida. Talking about Frida. We will fight for our right to live with Frida.
Get out of here. All right, bring the guy in.
Has the, when do we begin the boiling process?
Well, we're going to
we have a hot plate in here or something?
It's upstairs in the kitchen.
Boiling?
Joe's in charge of boiling the water.
Hi.
Good. Good luck on that one.
Well, I think Lisa's going to help him.
Supervise, okay. Yeah.
It's a little tepid.
I believe
you couldn't get it to a boil.
I believe that boiling water is something that even Joe can handle.
Uh-huh. Okay, don't get happy. See, he's not a super big guy, but he's a big man.
Okay, here comes the guy.
God, you're hating this.
Of course I am.
He does appear to be a man of good hygiene, so that's encouraging.
He does. However, I'm sure he's going to play it like I would. That the underpants are going to be less than savory.
What's that? What'd you bring?
Are these the underpants?
The underpants.
Listen, I'm not touching them. You take them out.
All right, he's going to take them out
Your name is Travis, right?
Yes.
And Travis, I'll say to you, let's shake hands before you take your underpants out. Congratulations on the Patriots. You called it.
Thank you.
I didn't even ask for. He didn't even ask for points. He just said,
yeah.
Patriots is set.
Travis is reaching into his tee.
He has a tee box.
This is what I work out in.
He's rough. Yeah.
Okay, let's take it.
Underpants. Yes.
Yeah. Look at these. Let me.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Boxer briefs.
There is a stain inside there. Lisa, would you attest to the stain, please? No, come on, honey. I mean, you've got to tell everybody about the stain.
It's about 5 inches long, medium to light brown skid mark.
Oh, my God.
Now, are
this
we...
That's not a skid mark. That's a crash site.
Have we started the water boiling?
Yes, we do have the water boiling upstairs in the kitchen.
All right. Now I'm going to ask...
Oh, God.
I'm going to ask Joe to take the underpants, please. Joe, get them started. And,
man.
And hold on now.
You know, they're larger than that. They're not the average size briefs. They're those athletic briefs. You know, they go halfway down the thigh.
Or actually, you know what? We want to send him up with Joe to begin with so that you can see the authenticity of the tea so you know that.
Very good.
That we are actually boiling your underpants.
Oh, in. My God.
Get out of here. And I guess by the time we get back from the break.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This is,
you know what? I've had my head shaved. I have my hair dyed blonde.
This is worse.
This is unimaginable.
Much worse.
I can't believe you did it on such short notice and on such minimal stakes.
Minimal stakes.
This should be a season long thing. This is
the Los Angeles. The St. Louis Rams.
Oh, I know why you did it. You thought it was a sure thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like, you think I got a bad habit of drinking some guy's underwear tea? I guarantee you go to Reno, you go to Atlantic City.
Yeah, there are people that got their ass kicked.
You go to Las Vegas today. Yeah. There are people who right now in their mouths have a nice, cool gun.
The bookies, mm-hmm. The people that make money on football. There are a lot of people that got paid today.
And I was. I wouldn't have gone out. You're right, drinking some guy's underpants tea. Christ, I thought it was a home run.
Sure. It's starting to make me a little queasy now.
I thought, without a doubt, I'm the big winner.
Now, are you going to be able to supplement the tea? Are you going to be able to put lemon in it or anything?
That was part of the deal.
And you did that. You made those deals, didn't you?
Yeah.
You can't put anything in it either.
Yeah, we laid it out. I said, anything? Lemon? Sugar? Anything at all? Nope, straight.
And you know why? Because,
because
I'm a freaking idiot, and I was positive that I was going
to
win.
You played to win.
Now, have we just discussed the size of the cup?
48 ounces.
No, it is a standard styrofoam cup.
Big
cup.
Oh, okay, good.
I think we bandied about the term, roughly 6 to 8 ounces.
Okay, all right, good.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, we're up here.
All right, now, you and Travis are boiling the underpants?
Yes, we are.
And now, can you describe what's happening now that the underwear is in the pot of boiling water?
Yeah, it's bubbling.
And is there, are there, I have to, you know, I have to just get the specifics here. Are there any particles or remnants that you can see floating in the water?
No, but it smells kind of chlorine-y.
Now, is the water changing color?
That's what
it smells chlorine-y.
What color, the water is changing color.
I mean, I can't really tell because the pot itself is like brown, so... Yeah, the water's... Let me dip into it.
Joe, did you use tap water or bottled water?
Tap.
Oh, no.
Sure, the water's brown.
The water...
Well, now, the water can't be totally brown yet. That's a huge...
Has the water become brown?
Yes.
Does it look like beef gravy?
Yeah.
Shut up, you guys.
Oh. Is it opaque?
Oh. All right, wow. Listen. 5 minutes to boil the underpants.
Yeah, I mean, boil them for a good long time.
5 minutes. As a matter of fact... Do me a favor. I'm going to go to a commercial. Give them a little more than 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Right. And you know what you want to do?
You know, the two things, let me just tell you, two factors here. You boil it longer, I guess you boil out all the things, but also
you get a richer tea.
Rob could not have said it better myself. You do get a heartier beverage.
And by the way, I've not done this before. Is there a way to tell when the underpants are done?
All I ask is this.
Yeah, you can cut them with a fork.
When you bring down the glass, the steaming hot glass, let's put some ice in it. Because I don't want to burn my mouth.
Okay.
When the skid mark falls off the brief.
Okay. Thanks. Bye, Joe. See you shortly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I salute you for this.
I do, too.
This is a horrible bet.
Salute me.
This is worse than anything I've
ever done.
Salute
me for being the biggest idiot in the world.
I mean, I swear to God, this is horrible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm a friend of Travis. My name is Josh.
Yeah.
And I don't think you guys have anything to worry about. Like, he's like, you guys should give him a job.
Hey, listen, I got something to worry about. I saw those underpants, okay? I saw what it was doing in those underpants. I saw a skid mark of gigantic proportions. Looks like, you know, there was an awful crash on the Beltway on Friday night in which like four or five people were killed.
Right.
I just want to say, the skid mark in this guy's underpants rivals that.
Yeah.
On the Beltway over
there. Very scary.
PG County side. I mean, it is big and it is long and it is, the color is...
The color would be not, you know, dark black.
Cocoa.
Not cocoa. I think it would be more like apple butter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
D&M. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Stellar shoot today.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, you ought to borrow some spirits from Mike there, Don.
Nope, the deal is... Yeah.
Coffee filter and some spirits, you'd be all right.
Yeah, but you can chase it with whatever you want, right?
Sure.
Once you drink it, you better have something syrupy sweet.
I got my Diet Cherry Coke right
there
here.
There you go.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Did you bring in a toothbrush?
Nope.
You know, it'd be good. A little Listerine. A shot of Listerine.
Rob's got some Altoids.
All right, we got Altoids.
Right.
I got those Listerine strips. Those things that you, like, pull out. They're like little pieces of tape, and they dissolve in your mouth immediately.
You know, if the roof of your mouth begins to itch, I would get to an emergency room.
I just want to announce that I'm available to make out with any chicks here at the radio station today. I'm pretty sure my wife wouldn't have a problem. Jessica Biel, who just walked by, you've always wanted to make out with me today.
Might be Don Geronimo kissing booth for charity.
Wow.
Today would be the day. The girl with the tree. What's her name again? The girl with the Valentine's Day tree?
Oh, Julie Fulman.
Yeah, Julie. Yeah. Hey, Julie, you want some tongue today?
Hey. Julie, Aurora, Joan, everybody.
This kiss tastes like root beer.
Come on down.
I wonder if the water, you want to check on the water again to see what color
it
is?
Nope, I want a break.
Yeah.
I want a break, and I'll do it. I'll pay the bet off.
Oh.
F the Rams when we come right back.
And Mike Show.
It's a situation everybody's extremely happy to wear Super Bowl rings, whether or not they were part of the group that earned it or not. And there's 27 teams out there ready to take those Super Bowl rings and stick them where the sun doesn't shine.
Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Rams, it's not as big an upset as the Jets beating the Colts. Maybe the second biggest upset, I think, in Super Bowl history, though.
And I think it is the best game in Super Bowl history, what with the level of excitement.
I think even better than the Tennessee-St. Louis game a couple of years ago. Better than the Bills game where the guy missed the field goal at the very end.
And here's a man who is somewhat of a soothsayer, a guy that had a little ESP going on with the game.
Brian, why did you think that the Patriots would win?
Oh, here, Brian or Travis?
Travis. Are you going to bring the stuff in? Joe's on his way. Okay. Why did you think, Travis, the Patriots are going to win?
I guess I kind of had a feeling red, white, and blue Patriots, underdogs. And, I mean, there were so many points for the Rams that they were just going to pull an upset.
Let me just say, you have big balls to call the show. You said any bet.
Yep.
And you didn't want points.
No, nothing.
You just said, the guy just says straight up, I will bet you anything that the Patriots flat out win the game.
So you had a real hunch. Have you done anything like that before where you really have had a gut feeling on a game?
Duke Maryland games, like Duke basketball, major Duke fan.
Right.
And I was going to make another bet.
I'm
going to
be a major Duke fan here in a couple minutes.
But that was it. Never anything like that.
Really?
At all. Yeah. I just went with it.
Mike, I know you were off that day, but I have to give him this props. He calls up and he says, I will bet you anything.
Right.
He says, you name the bet. Don't want any points.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want nothing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, hey, listen, I got the world's biggest sucker on the line here.
Sure, I mean, and nobody likes a sure thing like you do.
Right. So I go right to the underpants.
Right.
I go right to it. How about we boil the underpants?
And make tea. Like, fine.
And I told him, I said, yesterday I got on the exercise bike. Fred and I got the side-by-side things.
Right.
Mine looked...
You prepared your underpants?
Mine looked as bad as Travis's did.
Right.
Maybe a little worse. if the situation had been reversed...
Right, exactly.
I would expect nothing else. Bring the underpants down! Now, you were up there when they were boiling these things.
They put them right in this big pot and started boiling them up. And the water went from clear to tea color.
Yeah.
I was going to make a bet with you for the Duke Maryland game if you wanted to.
I have a question about your underwear. How long have you owned the underwear?
Oh, Chris.
I've owned the underwear.
All right, hold on.
Oh no!
First off, take a look at the pot. Look at the underpants of the pot.
In the cup? No, in the pot.
Take a look at the underpants of the pot.
And they boiled it in.
Look at that.
And here's my. What is that?
That's where I poured it from. That's like stuff.
Debris.
Now, I hope you guys will give me this.
That is disgusting.
I hope you will give me this. Mike, take
it. Has it been in the pot?
Take a look. Mike, you got to be on microphone. You can't be off mic, Mike.
I'm going to throw up.
Now,
what is that on the side? What the hell is that?
It's like mucus.
And
thank you, Joe.
That helps.
God.
Jesus.
Let me tell you that this...
I mean, I'm sick. I'm feeling it.
This smells.
I can't believe it.
It.
Go Patriots.
He's sniffing the tea.
It smells. Mike, smell it and tell me if you can smell the fecal. Do you smell it?
It's not as bad as I would have thought, but it's got a particle in it.
Yeah.
It's a little more.
Get
pungent.
The bucket out of here. Get the goddamn bucket out of here. That is
hope
disgusting.
You don't mind. I have a glass of ice.
Totally fine.
I'm going to pour, because as you can see.
No, there is nothing wrong with putting that over.
The steam is still coming out of the glass from the steamed underpants. So.
You know, now, Don, as much as I thought it was funny yesterday, now I just want this to be over.
Take some ST plunge. Jesus Christ, this is horrible.
All right.
This is horrible. Wait, we need a drum roll. Gotta think of the...
All right.
When the Rams were coming back...
Mike will tell you yesterday that this was on my mind.
Yeah.
When Ricky Prohl scored that touchdown, I thought... at least it's overtime.
Yeah. And I thought the Rams were going to take him in overtime.
How old is the underwear, Travis? I asked you that before.
The underwear is, I'd say, probably like 2 to 3 months. It's workout underwear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Workout underwear.
Now, how much in this glass? What was that? 6 ounces, 8 ounces?
I believe that's a 12-ounce cup.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Let me say, I'm going to ask Travis. Travis, if it was me, and there is stuff floating around in here.
No.
If it was me, I would make you drink all of it.
And I would have to be a man about it and drink it.
I will drink all of it.
Wow.
Drumroll.
And you can drink it slowly because it's probably hot.
I don't. No, no, it's not hot now. He poured it over.
No,
it's,
okay.
I just put my finger in it. You can do more than that, so don't worry about it. What's the temperature?
It's cooler.
This is really cool.
We got a thermometer.
God, there's so many times. You know,
rectal thermometer.
In the last 12 months on the show, I have felt nauseous more than I ever have.
Yes.
I hate that.
Anybody out there giving me crap, I'm paying off the bet.
Oh, man. Yeah, you are right a stand-up now, guy by doing this.
Yeah.
You want to hit the drum roll again?
Can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, I am going to attempt to chug it.
Oh.
I see no need to drag this out.
No. Chugging is the only way to do it.
And what I'm going
to
do is turn my microphone up very loudly, and I ask the rest of you to please be quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don will now drink Travis's underwear tea. Do you want a three count? Do you want a three count?
TKO.
Or do you want to just do it? Whatever.
Give me a second. Just let me. You can announce when I've started.
All right. We're all going
to
be quiet.
I'm going to turn my microphone way up so you can actually hear me. I'm going to try to give you as much sound as possible.
Okay. You are
the master showman.
I love this show.
You know what, really? After this many years in the business, you know, when we would probably think that we were above this kind of crap, so to speak.
Travis, let me ask you, are you pleased?
I am so pleased. I love
this
show.
He's so delighted.
Loves the show, Don.
You know, right. Travis is not a bad guy. It's obvious. He's a very nice guy.
All right, here we go.
Three.
No.
Hold on.
Don't give me a count. I got to be able to do it on my own.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the way this is going to work, as soon as Don starts this, I'm going to say he's drinking it, and then we're all going to be quiet. You okay?
Yeah.
You know, the
I'm fine.
I would say the more, you know, the more you wait, two things happen. It gets a little diluted, but also there's more beverage to drink.
So the ice melts.
That's what I'm pointing out.
Yeah, but there's like,
okay.
There's things floating in there.
There are floaters in there?
They're small.
They're filtered in there.
They're very small.
Particles.
Little, yeah.
Sediment, debris.
Yes, but it almost looks like sand.
Yeah.
It's probably peanut shells.
I'm on a fiber diet.
I'm sorry,
all right, Joe. Okay.
I got you there, didn't I, Joe? Corn.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna take a sip of my regular
good move.
Diet right. Cherry Coke first.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we need that drum roll again. There's enough time has gone by.
Okay, that was not the sound of me drinking the underpants.
No, that was
tea.
A sip of your beverage, your diet beverage. Now Don is preparing to drink the underwear tea.
And?
He's drinking it, ladies and gentlemen. He's drinking it. He's drinking it. Oh, God, he's
Oh,
what a man, and he didn't get fazed by it.
The entire
now, go for your diet
cup.
Cherry Coke. Come on, go oh. for your... Now, anything feel like it's coming back up?
No.
All right.
Appreciable flavor.
Don Geronimo, ladies and gentlemen. Don Geronimo, right here.
I got that thing. I feel like I'm crying.
I got that thing.
My eyes were...
Was it
watering?
The temperature?
Any appreciable flavor?
Yeah.
He's going for the Altoids.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Another shot?
No, hey, get that thing out of here.
I'm not going for another shot.
Throw the pot away.
He's met his obligation.
Now you got the Altoids. You must say, you're okay now.
Yeah.
Travis?
No, I'm feeling better.
You're an eyewitness. What do you have to say?
Oh, I think that was great. Oh. That was great.
Wow.
And any other big game? Want to do a bet? More than willing.
I got to wait for the next sure thing, Travis. I don't know if I want to bet against you.
I know this is a very inappropriate time to do this. Can I ask you a question, Travis?
No problem.
How do you feel about the Red Sox chances this year?
Red Sox?
Yeah.
I don't have anything against them, but
right.
I think it's going to be at least another year.
Another
season.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm listening to Travis.
Probably right.
You call me when you think the Red Sox
will
do
I will.
Well.
I'll call on any kind of thing, any thought that I have.
I just want your advice now.
I got you.
I think you're a sayer, and you have a thing with New England team, so... Oh, are you going to boot?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh.
We do have regurgitation
from your anus.
Did we? Oh. Okay. All right. It's coming back up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Don just barfed.
Yeah.
That's a little.
That's good, though.
I saw the
That's
sweat on
thing.
His forehead. It was
yeah.
working its way back.
Inevitable.
Maybe it was Altoids.
No.
Right. I don't think it was the Altoids. It was the whole package. Rob, you might want to get Don's microphone down there. How you doing?
How you doing as I lose my voice?
How are you doing? little Upchuck?
It was like part Upchuck, part bile.
Yeah, that's nice on Monday morning.
You know what?
The more that I think about what it was that I drank, I think it's more psychological than actually you drinking the guy's underpants, Steve. Because we've had Dennis do that before.
I do say this: that any bet we do on this show from this point forward, we have total credibility to say you got to pay off the bet. I've never seen.
No, there was nothing there.
Nothing coming up.
Felt like it was. Nothing came
Don
up.
Is sitting over the trash can right now.
You would be too.
Well, I tell you, it's a tough moment.
Okay.
How are you? You do look a little sweaty.
I'm okay.
Are you all right?
I'm okay.
Travis is just sitting here with a eating grin. Sorry.
Eating grin.
Eating grin. All right.
Ooh. I'm standing again.
You are.
You're on your feet.
You are.
Uh-huh. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better now.
Better?
You know what? I'm going to need this trash can replaced.
Oh, God.
I mean, seriously, if someone could just get me a different trash can.
You know what? I feel like I have stomach cramps right now.
Yeah, I'm a little nauseous.
I'm nothing affected by this.
Okay, another Altoid?
Are those doing you more harm than good or what?
Mm.
No,
they're doing me worlds of good.
Yeah. An amazing feat.
Worlds of good. And let it be known for the record, that was 12 ounces.
Yes, it was.
12 ounces of cholera goodness.
Oh, yeah. 12 ounces.
12 ounces
seasoning.
Of malaria.
Of underpants.
Travis, you're in good health?
Yes, I'm in good health.
Right.
Here's an instant feedback.
Yes.
You want me to read this on the air? Jeff from New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Oh, Lord. I don't know, Jeff.
I don't know. Hold on. Well, no, I guess it doesn't say that. No, this is, anyway, comments. Hello, I guess it's not from New Jersey. Hello, I'm a really good friend of Travis, and I think there's something you should know.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Last night we were at the Super Bowl party, and when the Patriots won, we had a celebration. Out of many different ways that we celebrated Travis's victory, the one that stood out most was the full-out orgy that we had with the rest of the people at the party.
No.
Who were the people at the party? Oh, you don't know them. Dan Rather, Black Peter, Ricky Spears, Dick Cheney, Macaulay Culkin, Tony Siragusa, Cal Ripken Jr. But alas, the hours of pleasure resulted in me and my good friend Travis getting full-blown AIDS.
Oh, no.
Full-blown.
Enjoy your tea, dumbass. I said good day.
Oh, wow.
What the feedback?
What a stunt.
Never seen anything like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
Joe, what? I want to add one more thing. I got a call a few minutes ago during the break that you had had some sort of surgical procedure done down there.
Oh, no, wait. Now, nothing with the anus, like where things come in.
Oh, no.
But
what?
Four pilonatal cysts from the top. Now, pus does come back out, but never that.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's down again.
The reason I didn't mention, because I knew it wouldn't affect that part.
Darn, seated again with his hands over his mouth.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Where were...
I'm all right. I
am really sorry. I probably shouldn't ask this. Where were the cysts located?
At the bottom of the spinal cord, which is right above, like... Right,
the crack where, of your head. Where they would be covered with the underwear.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Where they would be covered with the underwear.
Okay, all right, Travis.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir. Congratulations, toodaloo ass.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, you are the better man than me. The Patriots won.
In this case, that is not true.
Yeah,
I drank.
He is not the better man.
Your underpants
is the better man.
No,
man.
You know what? I would have expected him to drink my underpants.
You know, I know by looking at Travis, he would have done it. You would have done it.
Done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. That is.
He would have paid off his bet. Very serious about that.
That is the worst thing I have ever had to do on this show.
I hope to God that none of us on the show ever have to attempt it. You know what? Now, from now on, when I make a bet, they will all pale in comparison.
Yeah.
You have paid off the most difficult bet. Everything that I've done, nothing. Shaving the head, nothing.
Ugh.
But I'll tell you one thing, I'm never eating or drinking anything.
Oh, man. All right, Patriots win.
I'll risk nudity in public before all.
Patriots win. Travis wins. Now get out of here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Good job.
And again, he called us.
Yes,
he called us.
He's
take care, Travis. Sorry, I just
the handshake ain't in the cards for me today.
Hey,
thank
you. At this point, what have I got to lose? I just drank 12 ounces of his ass water.
I just give you a salute, Travis. Fine job, pal.
There you
okay.
go.
How you feeling? Thanks, Rams. I'm feeling all right now.
It was really like more psychological than actually physiological.
If I think about it now, or if we, when I think about, it was bad. Yeah, when Joe was still sitting here with a pot with his underpants in it with the same water that I was drinking that was all boiled up in there and
just they boiled it for almost 10 minutes.
Yeah, they did.
And the water was brown.
I swear to God, it was light. Brown. It wasn't like BM brown.
You didn't feel anything going down, did you? Like a particle or anything?
Might have been ice.
No, but there were, like I said,
a ring.
A sandy
grit.
Residue.
Sediment.
That could be just dirt.
I was just reading the Virginia Code, and congratulations. You two are married now. Just, congratulations.
Just butt dirt.
Hello, Don and Mike.
BD, there
Don,
you go.
Mike, how you doing?
Hi.
Don, I got to tell you, what you just did was harder than doing time behind bars, buddy, okay?
Yep.
I would agree, sir.
Probably.
I would agree.
Market that tea anytime soon?
Pardon me?
You going to market that tea anytime soon?
Market that tea. Listen, I want to tell you something.
Travis asked to.
You know what we do? We get Travis's underpants, and we go down to Guantanamo Bay.
Right. Guantanamo Bay, right?
Cuba. And we make the Talibans drink that.
Yeah.
And then we say, now tell us the truth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tell us the truth, or you drink more of Travis's ass tea.
Oh.
More of Travis's underpants tea.
I wouldn't doubt that the water in some of those towns over there probably is the same quality.
Ugh.
Yeah. You should market it. Because I don't see you in coffee.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. How you feel, Joe?
I'm all right.
Wow.
I'm all right.
Yeah. Something else.
I'm all right.
You know, I never had any doubt that you'd do it. And I mean, I knew you'd pay the bet off. I knew you wanted to pay
amazing.
The bet off. But I will tell you, to see you do it, I give you
my props. All right, here's the problem.
You're the king.
Yeah, I need to blow my nose, Rob.
Okay.
Because if I got some boogers in there,
I'm going to puke.
If I snort them back in, I get that taste back again.
Yeah. If we could do it over, I'd want a filter, I think.
Okay. All right, that's better.
That's nothing compared to what we just saw.
And now I don't feel well.
That's better.
Oh,
hello.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'd just like to say you're the bravest man in the world.
Mm-hmm. No.
There you go.
I'm the dumbest man in the world.
Listen to that.
The dumbest man in the world.
Listen to the respect you're getting from our audience.
Let me just say, I wish the same thing on every member of the Los Angeles... Excuse me, I keep saying Los Angeles. St. Louis Rams.
Absolutely.
I pray to God that they suffer a worse fate times 100.
This is very interesting.
You bastards.
Wow.
You fags. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, guys?
Okay.
Way to go, Don. Proud of you. You pay off like a man.
Well, what
that's
am
a
I
nose
gonna...
blow that could be like on a sound effects record.
What am I going to do? What the hell am I going to do?
What does the average nose blow sound like on a sound effects record?
There it is.
Oh.
That's the honk.
Do you have any idea how long it's going to be till Frida kisses you on the mouth again?
Well, fortunately, we're going to New York right after the show, so I won't see her until the end of the week.
Do you want to call your lovely wife and talk to her about this? Because you know she was probably listening.
Do you have to break first?
We should.
She's got to love this.
Let's break, and then we'll talk to her.
We'll break, then we'll call her.
Okay?
Disguise her voice?
No, we don't need to disguise her voice.
Yours?
We will be. Yeah, maybe. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Critics love Snatch. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
Ha-ha.
The home of Mr. Joe Ardinger. Duh. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hi.
I have a way for Don to get rid of the nasty smell in his nose.
I'm here. I feel much better after the break. But anyway, go ahead.
One of the tricks we've used as an EMT is take a wet Q-tip and scour the inside of your nose with it.
A wet Q-tip,
scour the inside of your nose, then blow your nose real hard.
All right, thanks.
That's
I appreciate
good
it.
Thanks,
that's
man.
Good. I like that.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
I believe it was
the EMT calling.
I requested that I called my funny, cunny honey.
Yes. See how she's doing with this? I'm sure it's not easy for her.
Hello?
Did you hear?
Am I here?
Did you hear?
No.
Oh.
It's done.
Oh, you drank it?
Yeah, it's done. I drank it.
He did. He was a real trooper.
I drank it.
You know, I guess I will be able to get past it because the other day I was on a walk with the dog and he ate manure and I still let him kiss.
He mentioned to me the other day that I come home and the little dog, Max, is very happy to see us. He's right. Very demonstrative. And I picked him up and I was doing the thing where he's kissing my face and I was going, oh, Daddy loves you. And then she said, tell Daddy what you were doing today. Tell Daddy that you were eating manure today out of the road.
Well, I will remind Max of that, and Rudy of that when you go to kiss them, that you let them kiss you when they ate manure.
All right, sweetie. All right, love you.
All right, I tell you, I'm proud of you. But I'd be lying.
You know what? You know what? No, come on.
Really humiliated by you.
Be proud that. My word is my bond.
And it was, even though it's silly, it was a brave thing to do.
It was.
I had people ask me at the party last night, what are you going to do? And I just look at them like, you know, what can I do? This is my lot. I don't know what I did in my last life, but this is my lot in life. And I'm sure that all men on their jobs have to, sometime or another, if not
drink
literally,
drink another man's ass water, has to have someone.